While many restaurants in BC are finding it challenging to operate, given inflation and scarce labor, the good news is that residents are willing to increase their spending in the province's eateries. Statistics Canada today released data showing that British Columbians spent nearly $1.27 billion at restaurants and bars in November, up 7.26% from the same month 1 year ago. That jump outpaced the province's 3.2% overall inflation rate in November. The rise may mean that restaurant owners have been able to pass on a higher-than-expected amount of their own increased costs for products, labor and rent. It may also mean that BC residents are going out for dinner more often. While the jump in spending in BC is significant, it was below the 8.77% increase in spending at restaurants and bars, which took place Canada-wide, to nearly $7.56 billion in November. Many BC restaurants are said to be teetering on the brink of going out of business. Between 10 and 14% of the more than 15,000 restaurants in the province could close as a result of the federal government not extending its deadline for repaying SABA loans. BC Restaurant and Food Services Association CEO Ian Tostenson recently told BIV. His organization last week launched a new campaign dubbed Save BC Restaurants, which was aimed at raising awareness of the challenges facing BC restaurants and food service vendors. The last few years have been incredibly tough on restaurants in BC, Tostenson said. Pandemic debt, skyrocketing inflation, labor shortages, cost pressures. Many of these businesses are holding on by the skin of their teeth. Some positive signs for the sector, however, are that some BC restaurant franchisors are expanding. BIV reported last week that the 10-location Vera's Burger Shack has hatched a partnership with an investor who wants to own and operate three franchised locations in Calgary, according to CEO Gerald Tritt. The 47-location, BC-based franchiser Mr. Mike's Steakhouse Casual plans to open four or five franchised locations in 2024, two in BC and three in Alberta, its new president, Tony Zitter, told BIV. G. Corstrom at BIV.com, Twitter.com/GlenCorstrom.